Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Gwen and Chris. 5:31 the time. Very pleasant Wednesday to you. We're here till 7 o'clock this evening. Padres coming off a sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks, but we are going to switch gears for just a second right now. Talk to, being a lefty, I notice these kinds of things, Tony. One of the greatest left-handed quarterbacks in the history of pro football, and that would be Boomer Esiason. Had some great, great seasons, as you know, with the Cincinnati Bengals, led them to a Super Bowl, and has been running this Boomer Esiason Foundation for many, many years, and bringing that to San Diego here in the next few weeks. Boomer joins us on the program right now. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Chris and Tony. Thanks for having me on tonight. Welcome to the family, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, the Entercom family. You guys are a part of the fan now. Let's go. Let's crank it up, boys.
We are very pleased. We're very pleased. And where do you rank yourself on the all-time left-handed quarterback list? Because there's not a lot of you guys.
No, I was going to say there's a short list. It does include Steve Young and Michael Vick and the great Kenny Stabler and myself. I'm trying to think how many
guys that's about it. That's really about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I got to say, Tony, you sound just like your dad.
You sound just like your dad.
It's amazing.
Boomer, I can't shake it, man. Everybody tells me the same thing. I sound exactly like him.
You know what? That's something you don't want to shake, Tony.
No, you're right. You're right.
And I also want to let you know that I know you. I think you have three daughters, don't you?
I do have three daughters.
All right. So how old are they?
11, 10, and 8.
Enjoy it right now, Tony, because I'm telling you, I have a 27-year-old that's getting ready to get married this summer, and I'm telling you, if you've ever seen the movie Father of the Bride with Steve Martin, I am the Steve Martin of our era right now.
My wife makes me watch it often. It's one of her favorite flicks, so yes, I have seen it.
She's preparing you.
She is. I think I'm as prepared as I'm going to get. Well, actually, I'm not as prepared as I'm going to get, I guess.
Well, we have a wedding planner. His name is not Frank. Her name is Jennifer, and every time I turn around, there's just another bill, man. You know, that's just the way it goes. But happiness for my daughter, that's all I really care about, to be honest with you.
I'm with you on that. Boomer, tell us about the run to Breathe West Coast.
You know, Chris, you're very nice to say that I've been running this foundation now for over 25 years, and we've raised in excess of $175 million in the fight against cystic fibrosis disease that my son has. And this is going to be our second annual Run to Breathe on the West Coast. We did this last year with the help of Vertex out there at Liberty Station Park. It's going to be Sunday morning, June 9th. I love coming to San Diego. I'll be going to the Nats-Padres game the night before. I look forward to that. Check-in starts 7:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, the race is going to start around 9 a.m. I always expect great weather when I come to San Diego. We had a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning last year. I look forward to it again this year. This is, we have five more Team Boomer events left this season, and we will culminate the season at the New York City Marathon here, where we have over 100 runners running for us. So This is a part of the Team Boomer program. We've raised over $10 million with this particular program, in which we want to get cystic fibrosis patients and their families out there running, exercising, because both my son Gunner and Jerry Cahill, who does work for me, he's a 65-year-old double lung transplant patient, just absolutely want people out there with cystic fibrosis to be running and breathing and succeeding, and this is one of the ways we do it.
Boomer, I really would like to go back. You said 25 years since you started this foundation. I mean, it's pretty... I just don't know. Most athletes, a lot of athletes have foundations. You were kind of getting involved in it, I thought, at least before publicly we knew about a lot of athletes doing this kind of thing. Obviously, your son, you wanted to do something, representing him and for his name. But when this all started out, there's just no way you could have imagined it was going to turn into what it has, could you?
No, I couldn't. As a matter of fact, I got involved in cystic fibrosis fundraising in 1989 when I heard Frank DeFord, who was the chairman of the National Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, speaking about how he lost his daughter, Alex, at the age of 8. So Gunnar wasn't even born yet. I was married, didn't have any kids. And I asked Frank if I could help him raise money for cystic fibrosis. So fast forward 4 years, I get traded to the New York Jets. Gunnar and my family are still in Cincinnati as I'm going through the trade and everything. And I get a call to come back to Cincinnati because Gunnar was rushed to the hospital with breathing problems. He was not diagnosed at birth. We got to the Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and there was the cystic fibrosis doctor and the pulmonary nurse, and they told us that he had cystic fibrosis. So this is, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and we feel like Gunnar was placed on this earth not only to inspire us, but put a name and a face to a disease that not many people knew about. So we were lucky enough to grace the cover of Sports Illustrated back in October of 1993 under the headline, A Quarterback's Crusade.
Since that time,
it really, truly has been a crusade. It's been inspiring. It's been sad. It's been happy. You know, Gunnar's gone through college, which was a hope and a dream when he was diagnosed. And now he's getting ready to go to the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. Last week, he gave the commencement address at St. Louis University Medical School, simply because his doctor now is the dean there, his original doctor. And we are living a life where there have been major advancements in dealing with this disease. And we're on the cusp of hopefully eradicating it in the next 10 years. And Gunnar is living, breathing proof that you can succeed. But we still are losing too many kids to too many lung infections and not enough lung transplants available. So we continue to fight. We continue to try to inspire people and families with the disease. And there have been so many great people all across the country that have supported our fight, even though they may not have liked the Bengals, the Cardinals, or the Jets, who I played for, otherwise known as the Bermuda Triangle, the NFL.
That's not true. You got those Bengals in that Super Bowl. We know you were.
Well, that was a long, Chris, that was a long time ago.
I was in college. I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
I don't think Tony was born at that time.
What year was that?
88.
Yeah, I was born. I was six.
You were six. See, you were jumping around up and down. Hey, Boomer, last thing before we let you go. Again, the Run to Breathe San Diego is at Liberty Station Park, June the 9th. And you talked about how people can go to the Boomer Esiason organization, esiason.org, get involved, event, Run to Breathe San Diego. Look it up. You'll get to it online, obviously. But are there any ways that people can just donate who aren't going to take part of the race? Because, I mean, the story is so inspiring, and I know that not everybody is going to maybe be able to make the race, but maybe some people would still like to make a difference.
Well, they could just go to esiason.org. That's our homepage that tells you all about what we have done over the last 25 years. Teamboomer.org is the actual site that is a part of this, so they can go to either one and see what we do. You know, my name is on the door. It has been on the door for 25 years, so it is important for me to always do the right thing, to make sure that we spend the money the best way we know how. We've put over $50 million in drug research. We put over another $10 million in scholarships for CF families. We've expanded our reach into hospitals and to people's homes, and especially when CF families are going through, you know, hurricanes, natural disasters. The Red Cross is great, and they do great work, but they can't help a CF family like the Boomer Esiason Foundation can. So we're in a lot of aspects of people's lives with CF, and this just happens to be one of them, and this is really a celebration and an inspiration for all those families. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
Well, thanks for coming
out to
San Diego. We're looking forward to seeing you guys out there. And when you're at the ball game that night, come on up to the press box.
I'll be there for sure.
Look for the guy that talks like Tony Gwynn. That's.
I will, and I'm hoping Manny Machado buys me a hot dog and a beer. How about that?
Well, we'll stick that in his ear. I don't know.
I'll
that
put a good word in
I hope
for you there,
he should be able to afford it. We know that.
Yeah, I think he can.
That's right. Well, my Mets couldn't afford him, so you guys did. So I can't wait to come and see him.
Thanks so much, Boomer.
Thanks, Boomer.
Nice talking to you. Appreciate all the work you've done.
Okay, have a great night, guys. Thank you very
much. Thank you very much. Boomer Esiason right there. More than just a former NFL quarterback. I think that's pretty clear. And he brought that Sports Illustrated cover up. I now remember it.
I remember it.
And seeing his young son there. And it's great to just know that his young son has done all of the things he's accomplished. Because when that article was written in 1993... nobody knew whether his son would make it past the age of 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.